The election campaign of Governor Scott Walker listed no events over the Memorial Day weekend, but the Republican incumbent was joined by Cabinet Secretaries John Skokos and Reggie Newsom at the State Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove yesterday for a memorial service. Both men touted the governor's record. Workforce Development Secretary Newsom talked about efforts to help veterans get jobs.
Through the governor's Working Wisconsin plan, we're going to double the amount of job fairs in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to have 15 targeted job fairs for veterans alone.
Governor Walker said little about his record. Notably, he read the names of about 10 Wisconsin military members who died in wars over the last year.
Those soldiers and that Marine aren't much different in age than my sons, Matt and Alex.
Walker plans to attend memorial events today in Milwaukee and Madison. Democratic challenger Tom Barrett is expected to take part in a parade in Beloit. At a campaign stop in West Allis yesterday, the Milwaukee mayor talked about his family's connections to wartime.
Well, my mother was married to a man who was killed in the Battle of the Bulge. My father served in World War II and had a Distinguished Flying Cross. And so my family has a lot of history when it comes to serving in the armed forces. And I have tremendous respect for people who serve in the armed forces.
Barrett says he's concerned about news reports that the Walker-backed repeal of the Equal Pay Act may be harming veterans. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.